Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so by the way, we've had some phone issues today. We had to get rid of a couple of the guests this morning. Yeah. One of them was Duncan Robinson, and we're having him on to obviously talk about how good he's playing this year in the Heat, but he's also doing something great for the kids today at Dave & Buster's at the Dolphin Mall location. He is hosting 100 students from the Miami-Dade Foster Care Parent Association at Dave & Buster's today. Day filled with fun activities, games, the whole deal. Duncan Robinson getting back to the community today and doing something great out there. So we wanted to bring him on for not only the basketball purposes, for all the good stuff he's doing in the community too. Well done, Duncan. Well done, Miami Heat, for doing all this stuff.
That's pretty cool.
He's doing it for 100 students today at Dave & Buster's in the Dolphin Mall location.
I will tell you, our teams do a lot, and the Heat don't take a back seat
right
to anybody, starting with the big fella, Alonzo Mourning. Alonzo could be the king of
Zoe's summer groove. Has been going on for about 100 years now.
Danny's autism stuff. He's right. Got his own school, and he finds jobs. It's unbelievable. But Alonzo, too. Alonzo
the
is
the catalyst of all this stuff down here for the Heat, at least.
He's been great. So we've had some really good ones in this town. Jason Taylor, all these guys that have foundations that do stuff. We've been real lucky. Now, you got to have guys that are able to stay around, right, in the organization, stay
Helps.
Around.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys are not around. And listen, it's hard to have your own. It is hard, really hard, to have your own charity. It is. You put your name on it. You got to raise money. It's hard.
And you got to ask hard people.
It's hard to when you get asked to do stuff. Like the Orange Bowl asked me to do a couple things, and I didn't even get back to him because, like, I can't say no because then Larry gets on it. Come on, man. Can you just do it? It's not No. I got to cut back. I hate
you
to cut back on
no,
people.
You do
for
a lot, doing,
though. No. There's a lot of good stuff out there that's going on. But, hey, listen, thanks for Duncan for all the stuff that he does. And thanks to Armando for offering to come on today. Thanks to Harrison Bryant, FAU tight end, who got the 2019 John Mackey Award for the best tight end in college football. Thank you for considering coming on today, but our phones aren't working.
Right. I like you thanking them for considering.
We're thanking everybody for being prepared.
Very
before
nice.
we had to cell phone you and let you know, don't bother, man.
We are getting Harrison Bryant on at some point. We're going to make that happen as soon as our phones get back up and running, because that's a really cool local story. So we're going to make that happen.
That's a great two-star guy coming out. Just a really, really neat story there. You're right. Anyway, we got going. I don't even have a fantasy football team, and I've been sitting here talking about this stuff because I think this guy is going to be a really high pick, and where people are going to take Lamar Jackson, and they're promoting him for tonight's Thursday night football game.
Huge
against
game
the
tonight.
Jets. And
semifinals, by the way, in most fantasy football playoff leagues.
See,
start.
I didn't know that.
And that's why tonight is a big game, because a lot of people who have Lamar Jackson on their team, and we've heard a couple people that said, oh, well, he was the second quarterback I picked, but I've benched my other guy for him all season. Lamar Jackson is single-handedly taking teams to where they are right now in the playoffs. And tonight I'm playing Lamar Jackson. I am scared bleepless. I have the best team in the league. I'm scared bleepless.
But this is a weird game tonight, though, especially from a fantasy standpoint, because he's a little banged up.
Right.
You know the score is going to get out of hand early.
Right.
Oh, so, like, you wonder when they
pull
him.
You're afraid it's a 24-point game in the early
third
quarter.
You're praying the Jets score a few points in this game, which they probably won't. But you really need the Jets to score a couple touchdowns to keep this game somewhat close. Or he's done.
If you have Lamar Jackson, if you don't, like I'm going against him, I'd like Lamar to hand the ball off to Mark Ingram about five times early in the game. He runs for all touchdowns, and then Lamar gets pulled at halftime.
Well, the good news is he's been really good in the red zone, throwing touchdowns and running for touchdowns both ways. Le'Veon Bell on your teams tonight?
Same guy.
He got a bowl, or is he going to play?
My brother's got Lamar Jackson and Le'Veon Bell tonight. the big Thursday night matchup tonight, my semifinal. So I'm just hoping. And by the way, a little cheap plug tonight, 6 o'clock, Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show.
So you can talk. You guys will be talking about this.
We'll have
this
tonight covered.
Lamar thing and everything else.
But I also told you during the break that in my 12-team league, if I'm picking 12th next year, and a couple of the studs are already gone, the Saquons, the McCaffreys, which they all will be, and I'm sitting at 12 and 13 in my little back-to-back picks, and Lamar's sitting there, he's going to be well intriguing for me to take.
I wouldn't blame you. I'm not as smart as you guys are about this thing. By the way, I see Bill Belichick. I don't know how many times I need to say it. Listen, Bill, in case you haven't seen your track record, you can get mad and maybe the greatest coach of all time, wherever you rank this guy. But you got to expect to take it, man. And by the way, this is the most hands-on coach there is.
Nothing in that building
happens. If you think about it, it's kind of Robert Kraft. When you think of that organization and the structure, it's Robert Kraft, it's Bill Belichick, and it's Tom Brady. You don't ever hear about any – whoever behind the scene works in the front office, you never hear about them. So Bill, you got more power than anybody. Robert Kraft occasionally might tell you Antonio Brown's ass is out of here.
Right, right.
So you can't get all mad that people are asking you how in the hell this happened. Bill, how the hell did this happen? Well, you know, I'm telling you, we're guilty, but it was, it was an accident. We didn't know. And the production team, which, by the way, it's a Patriot production team. All these teams have in-house production. I got a group of guys I work with every week. They do all the production stuff for the website, for shows. That's going to be a hard one to sell. Like, and they've come out and admitted that they messed up. I mean, they said, listen, we didn't do it on purpose, but we understand now that we found out where the video was shot, it was a no-no. And by the way, we forgot to tell the Cincinnati Bengals we were coming, which is also a big no-no. How do you do that? There's got to be somebody, even if it's not Bill Belichick, there's got to be somebody in the organization. They got a whole bunch of people that work for the team to kind of keep an eye on rules and regulations.
Someone had to ask for those credentials. Had to put in for the credentials for
Cincinnati
those guys.
Found out their ass was there and went over and had the league grab the stuff right away and said, we don't trust you, first of all, because nobody trusts you. And anybody tells you the other 31 teams, nobody trusts you. Not only are you guys really good, nobody trusts you for all the things that have popped up.
I just wonder what the
– I don't know.
What the commissioner is going to do.
It's a great question, and I honestly can't tell you what the league is –
because it's not a first-time offender. This is not, Green Bay getting caught, their video production crew, and them going, hey, listen, you violated a rule. We're taking away this. We're fining your team this. Don't let it happen again. Okay, it won't happen again. They have been fined. They have been in trouble for this before. They're a repeat offender now. If they go easy on the Patriots here, the other 31 owners are going to go, so they get to do it a couple times and nothing happens?
Yeah.
Big deal?
Zach, I think that's a very good point, that I can't see the Dolphins and other teams who are going to be at, when they all sit around, the owners.
Owners meeting.
There's 32 partners. Right. So they divide that money equally. I can't see Tom Garfinkel and Stephen Ross saying, hey, we think it was an accident, no big deal. I see our team saying, hey, you know what? They broke a rule. It's not the first damn time. Now, we're all trying to catch up to what these guys are doing, and they did it against Cincinnati. One win Cincinnati? That was an accident, but yeah, we did shoot the sideline.
But it happened.
We did shoot the sideline, but damn, it was an accident. Oh, man, we're trying to do something for Advanced Scout. Do your job segment that we do. He did his job. He just got caught. I don't know. It could have been an accident, but anything that's said at this point.
Well, anything the Patriots
by Belichick.
How about this?
Robert Kraft shouldn't say anything.
No, keep his mouth shut.
Robert Kraft. Right. Robert, you know what? You're to be seen and not heard. Right. Now, you enjoy it, and your team's one of the most valuable products we have in professional sports anywhere. But you need to stay out of this. Probably a good idea, and just stay out of trouble in the playoffs.
Just get out of the news. Yeah. Right. Two quick texts. The Patriots are cold and calculated. They don't do anything by accident. It was intended. And the other one says, jobs you don't want in this world, Patriots compliance officer.
Can you imagine that person sitting there going, hey, guys,
no,
where are we sending our guys? Now, I got to find out. I was going to call the Dolphins yesterday, but I want to call today to see when you do one of those. Like, our guys know all the rules. So when we do stuff and I'll bring up something, they go, no, we can't do that. It's and I go, oh, okay. I said, man, I didn't know. So the fact that the guys that aren't even in the front office, just the guys that shoot stuff,
know the rules.
Like, Jeff knows all the rules of what you can and can't do. And so at first I thought it was an independent production company. Right. Then you just came in. Then I go, wait a second. Friggin' every team now has got their own production. They shoot all their own stuff, whether it's on the phones. They got full-time photogs, a couple of them. They got guys shooting stuff, video for in-house stuff, video stuff for the website, all that stuff. You don't think there's rules? I'm not sure who that person would be. Who is that person for the Miami Dolphins? That's I got to figure out.
Yep, and ask them if they know all the rules and
regulations. I know if that's my good friend Sam. Is that Sam's job? I don't know. Sam polices things pretty good.
And he knows every rule probably.
No, Sam. My female friend, Sam. Hmm. I got you on. I should have said that.
I said he.
And by the way, yep. She's a beautiful lady in a good way.
Well, I'm sure she knows all the rules.
Not in breaking HR rules.
Right, no, no, no,
way.
No, no. But I'm sure she knows all the rules. And she would know exactly what to do and what not to do.
Does.
Right. So there is someone for the Patriots that is their, quote, Sam, that knows the rules and regulations, that knows when you go to film video, we need to get credentials through this team, okay, the Browns.
It is,
but we also have to let them know the Bengals know we're videotaping, right, because it's there here.
This isn't Come something on. They just threw out. And the fact that they came out and said, I mean, the more we get talking about it,
right,
there's exactly. No way they didn't. Like, I've talked myself right out of going,
Joe,
maybe
come
it was
on.
Belichick, like the fact that he got up there like 2 or 3 days in a row to
looks bad.
Like get mad at everybody was asking him, I told you. No, no, Bill. The more I think about it, you're a friggin' professional team. This is not the XFL where all the new rules are being put in place. The league's been around for a while. What you can and can't do.
Uh-huh.
So you can protect against the things that are going on right now. Come on, man.
How about this? I wonder how many times this has happened before and the team bought the camera crew excuse out. They brought it out.
I don't know.
And I heard the ethics department for the Patriots is 2 dumpsters and a half-eaten Cheeto bag in the back of the facility. Everything that goes through that building goes through Bill Belichick. Taping a video, trying a player out, who are we going to sign, what's going on the website. Everything at least goes through him a little bit.
All right. The only thing I would disagree is there stuff on the website that goes out except for who he allows to do it.
Okay.
Part of that is right. You're right. But as far as everything done, he just doesn't have enough time as a head coach. He's got practice squad, injuries. There's a lot of stuff on his plate.
Stacey James is his media relations guy. He's been there for about 150 years because I remember emailing him back.
By the way,
the
they
day.
Don't pay that guy enough money.
Right. Okay.
That
you don't
job.
Think if they're doing a video like that, that Stacey in a meeting with Bill says, Bill, by the way, we're doing this, this, and this. Just wanted to let you know. You don't need to know any more of the details, but we are doing this video reality show on our website where we're taping every week at a stadium. Just wanted to let you know about it. So maybe he didn't know about the actual credential and not telling someone about it, but he knew that they were doing it. That's the difference. And another great text that says, from 2007 to 2015, is it how realistic is it to believe that they've only done this twice?
No,
there's another question that comes about.
I agree. All that from the text coming in, 56022, they're right on the money. There's just, the more you think about it, because Bill came right out like, hey, listen, we had nothing to do with this, the team, the player. And then you're going, Bill, you're the most hands-on head coach of all time, including advanced scouts.
Everything.
I don't think it would be that far. Do they have a GM?
It's him.
No, there must be.
I don't think there's a general manager.
You know, for years, he's never had like, yeah, he, that's, anyway, we got to go to break. We got a little carried away.
It's just really hard to believe. That's the thing. It's hard to believe that team because of all the stuff they've been through.
I will just say this. The Dolphins have more rules and regulate. Like, I even asked those guys, like, hey, how do you decide which shots you can put up when they're getting action shots and stuff behind the scenes? And they go, no, they got bosses to make sure before anything goes out, it's got to be cleared by, nope, nope, that's gray area. No, no, we don't do that. Nope, that's out.
Joe, the front office has Robert Kraft, chairman, CEO, Jonathan Kraft, president, and Nick Cazero as director of player personnel.
Yeah, he's been around a while.
That's it. There's no one else. There's no, I don't see.
If you Google Patriots GM, a big picture, Bill Belichick comes up, and then underneath it, actually, seriously, underneath it, it says de facto.
Right. There's no GM on that team.
So he's the guy.
Well, all of a sudden, he didn't know what's going on. He
right,
didn't know.
Exactly.
But they knew right away when they found out the NFL got that tape. They're like, we're guilty, but we didn't do it on purpose. But, yeah, we heard where the tape was shot.
Come on, Joe.
How the hell did we get on that damn sideline again? Darn it.
All right, 56022 is the text line if you want to get in. Give us your thoughts on everything, as you could only imagine. The last 1,000 texts that came in here today are all on Spygate 2.0 and the New England Patriots.
It is Spygate 2.0. Right. It's never good when you go 2.0.
Right. I'm gonna say, I mean,
of course, never good when you're cheating in a sport that's when you don't have to and you've already won 10 wins again for like the 20th straight season and you've dominated a sport like we've never seen in the history of any professional sport for this long, really. People are going, I know. You know, you say that. Go, Celtics, what about Celtics when they went? I know what you're saying,
right.
But
they
listen.
Had an unbelievable run
this,
also,
this
right.
Bill and Tom thing's been going on for almost 20 years. We're getting right there at 20 years where they've been anything from to the AFC Championship game to Super Bowl losses and wins.
So they've been in 9 Super Bowls in 20 years.
Yeah, every other year.
Every other year they're there.
So yes. It's been a hell of a run. And so, anyway. But, you know, you got me thinking. We're going back and forth. Because at first, please don't get mad at me. At first I went, this just sounds like it, like just a mistake.
Right,
like,
innocent mistake.
It's not
mistake.
A big
sure.
deal.
Sure.
Shooting it. Because we do features on guys and they mic them up and they have the camera taker. I go, like, I don't think this is a big deal. And then when they came out right away and said, "Hey, we have a violation here. It wasn't on purpose. The guys that were there didn't know what they were doing." And you're like, "Wait a second, man. This is the NFL. This isn't some like small Division VI school. Like, what? No, this can't happen."
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, people saying this is not the first time it's happened.
Right.
I agree.
Right. It's just the first time they got caught.
And Cincinnati's people are like, hey, did anybody tell you the Patriots? Nope, nobody said a word. Well, they got something, and somebody's got a damn camera here, and it looks like it's being shot where it's not. Right? You could see that.
First time they get caught, Joe.
Well, it's not the first time they've been caught.
No, since Spygate.
Been caught.
That's the difference. That's what the prosecutor's going to lead in this.
People
have
said Belichick's always got to push the button. Like, he's not only competitive, just – like, but do you need to get an advantage with an advanced scout or get something extra before a Super Bowl watching a workout? And I
doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't know.
Especially when you are the Patriots, but they've been caught once before. So 56022 is the text line if you want to get in here. Someone says, correction, Joe, 2.0 is only a bad thing when discussing scandals and serial killer comparisons,
true.
Right?
True.
That's good.
True.
Now we know how that defense shuts down offenses and how Tom Brady is so efficient when McDaniels knows what the defense is calling. this is what's coming out.
A lot of it is done through the helmet, though, to be fair. Not that the helmets work all the time because I understand they don't.
Not New England for the other team. Joe, according to Diana Rossini's report, when the video guy got caught, he told the Bengals guy that if they give him the tape, they'll destroy it and make everything go away. If they weren't guilty, why'd they offer to destroy the tape? That's right. If that's the truth.
I don't know.
I mean, I'll destroy the tape. I'll get rid of it. Just don't bring it. Spygate 2.0 is as suspicious as always as Equipment Gate against Kansas City. Remember that also. That just happened.
I don't think now. Wait a second. The stuff didn't get off the airplane.
You don't think that they tried to get Kansas City to forfeit or at least throw them off a little bit for not being prepared without
their
equipment?
Kansas City was getting ready to go to a friggin' high school in the New England area, in Boston area. Hey, can we get some of your helmets? We need a bunch of them here.
Joe, it's not that the Patriots were doing this to the lowly Bengals. It's that this time they were caught doing it. That's the difference. Bill runs everything. It's hard to believe he doesn't know anything about it.
But he got so confrontational with these guys. Usually, right. You know, he didn't want, I've answered that. And
so he goes, Cleveland Brown head coach Bill Belichick never got busted for cheating. How'd he do there? Didn't win. Uh-huh. Belichick's a used car salesman, liar, cheater. He didn't cheat with Cleveland, and they sucked. They were pretty bad for a couple years.
God.
Belichick knows the brand of toilet paper that's being ordered in the facility.
Now you got me wondering about that, too. I'm glad somebody brought that up. How hands-on is a guy? We've seen college coaches that like to be involved with everything, right? Some of the top guys. They are super hands-on. I wonder. There's
how
no
much
question.
He has to do?
Well, Belichick's involved, like
with everything,
listen, including how much you get paid. If Bill thinks you're asking for too much money,
bye bye. I hope you get your money somewhere else because you ain't getting it here.
We had our coach was Coach Shula was involved in money. Nothing was getting done if he didn't sign off. If he when he got it, and matter of fact, I had one contract. It was like 80. It was 80 grand. He said, it was my second contract, got up to 80. And he said, he came up to me and he said, hey, that's fair, take it. I go, okay. It wasn't. He goes,
that was a negotiation.
He goes, that's more than fair, take it. I said, okay.
You're a hell of a negotiator, Joe.
I called the agent. He goes, yeah, he told me the same thing. But he just apparently told you to your face to tell me to. You go, yeah. That's how it worked, man. Well.
Patriots leave nothing to chance. They do everything they can to win. Joe, you want to know what the difference between Coach Shula was? The definition of integrity and Coach Belichick, the definition of a cheater. When Larry Zonka showed up at practice with an opponent's playbook that he had found, Coach Shula told him to get rid of it. He didn't want any part of the playbook because he never wanted our opponents to think we had an unfair competitive advantage. God bless Coach Shula.
Well, I'll tell you what. Don't get Coach Shula going on Bill Belichick.
Oh God, I would love to. What do you mean?
No, I mean coaches.
I would love to.
Coach Shula does. He's not a fan. And by the way, that's whoever sent that. That's a big pet peeve with Coach Shula when this stuff pops up for a guy that was always on the rules committee. Yeah, he wasn't big on that stuff.
Right. Patriots wanted to get caught. They wanted to divert attention away from more cheating.
What do you guys, text. Where do you guys come up with this stuff, text. Man? Seriously, where do you come up with this?
Oh man, every single text coming in right now. And another one says, "How realistic is it believed from all those years that they only did twice? Now they've only got caught twice."
Well, you know what it's like. It's like the guy that gets caught cheating, and he goes back and he says, "Man, honey, this is the only time I've ever done this. Right. You know, I'm just so sorry." And like, I don't know, man. Really? This is the first time? One time? And you got caught? Like, come on.
Joe, remember the Patriots look for every advantage. They used to pick up players that have been cut by their next opponent to learn secrets.
They
cut them right after the game.
So, I don't have a prop. Do you have a problem? This just popped up recently in a Rams game. And it was the safety who used to be with the Ravens. And they were asking. He said, listen, man. He didn't feel comfortable giving stuff about that. Now, I don't know if that's true, but that's been going on a long time when a guy says, yeah, these guys – usually a guy switches teams and he wants to stick it to his former team and he gives them anything they want. Hey, what's this mean? Oh, watch this, and this is what the guy does. But teams are aware of it. Like, you get a real smart guy and you let him go and you're going, hey, this guy knows everything we're doing. And a coach will say, hey, we got to switch up some stuff because there's no question all week. They're picking
something.
His brain
right.
on everything. So, but listen, Belichick has picked up a lot of guys, and don't think he ain't asking them certain things that he thinks can help him to get an advantage for the game.
Wonder how many times this has happened and the other team bought the camera crew excuse.
Well, if they're doing a piece, I mean – unless we find out like six different cities go, oh, they told us the same
right.
thing.
I'm waiting for that to happen.
The production
now.
Team was the same deal we got. We got to go to break here. We got a lot more. Well, we hit a nerve with
oh, we did.
with the Patriots trying to figure out what the commissioner. Commissioner says he's got to take his time on this one. This one's a little bit like everything else. We got to take our time a little bit.
Due diligence.
We got to do our work because this is a big one. We've had this before, so we got to be real careful. Hey, welcome back. Real quickly, something we talked about early this morning. The other night, we had our high school football player of the year in Dayton Broward County. CBS put on a great show, the Nat Moore Most Valuable Player. And Henry Parrish, running back out of Columbus, got the award. And listen, deservingly so. 31 touchdowns, 2,200 yards with the playoffs and everything else. He's a Dade County player. Columbus plays a pretty good schedule there. So he had committed to Pitt. So the other night, after he got the award and Jim Barry's interviewing him and talking to him, says, hey, you're going to be playing in cold weather, you know, trying to loosen it up. And he kind of froze up. So I was sitting there. I was sitting next to Larry Bluestein, and something's not right. I was watching him, and I knew he was a little nervous because you're live on TV. It was a live show on CBS. I said, but something's not. He's really not, hey, it's where I always wanted to go. He just wasn't giving it that real proud guy to commit to Pitt next. There was just something missing. So I came in this morning, and the guys told me, yeah, he decommitted.
Decommitted about 10 o'clock last night, he put it on Twitter, and someone wrote on Twitter, one of the people dudes recruiting down here, not Blue, because if it doesn't come from Blue, I hardly believe it, but Pitt, Florida, South Carolina, Florida State, or is 4-0?
Ooh. Say, South Carolina I knew was in.
Florida State, Florida, and Pitt.
So Florida jumped in. I'd heard Florida jumped in, but I didn't know.
It's rumored to be coming down to those four teams.
Huh. I'd heard Penn State. I wasn't sure. That's very interesting. That anyway, yeah. Don't we? When we say this, if you got 30 touchdowns in 2000, if you got Frank Gore kind of running back numbers at Dade County, aren't you getting recruited?
You should,
like by a lot of schools,
right.
And a lot of them jumped on him late. They didn't jump on him early. I think he's a 3-star. If you believe in the whole star thing. He's a 3-star player, but listen, man, you make as many long runs as he makes. I'm really, really looking forward to seeing how all these top running backs end up playing once they get to the next level. I really am. Anyway, I wanted to get that 56022. I just wanted to throw that out there that I wasn't losing it watching a young guy. 17, 18-year-old guy.
No, you read it right.
And he just, like, go, man, he didn't really – the other guys got up there and going to Florida,
right.
Going to Miami. Yeah, this is where I wanted to go. And yeah, man, I was talking to Cheney, and he's like, yeah, man, I'm out recruiting, trying to get more guys to come. Well, wow. And the Florida guys are high-fiving each other, 2 5-star. Yeah, that too. All right, what do you got coming in?
We had a text that come in right before we went to the break last asking if there was a update on the slap and grab guy. And I know we had some audio earlier. Hollywood, do you have the audio from?
Oh, yeah, that stuff's good, actually.
Right,
that's good radio stuff today.
What were you thinking?
I was getting ready to bring my hands up and wave to the camera and to the audience.
It's a little weak.
And there was a misjudge in character and decision-making. I touched her back. I did not know exactly where I touched her.
The reporter, Alex Bazargian, right, was covering a run for her station in Savannah, Georgia.
Exciting.
I think what it really comes down to is that he helped himself to a part of my body.
Appearing on CBS this morning, she said she hasn't decided if she's willing to accept the runner's apology.
He took my power, and I'm trying to take that back. Whether I am open to it or not, I want to take my time with that.
43-year-old Tommy Calloway is a married father of two.
Ugh.
He's a teen church youth minister and a Boy Scout leader.
Done.
I read him the reporter's outraged social media post.
Alex said, quote, to the man who smacked my butt on live TV,
ooh,
you violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. No woman should ever have to put up with this at work or anywhere. Do better. Your reaction?
I totally agree 100% with her statement. And the two most important words were her last two words, do better. And That's my intentions.
He separates himself from the runners, and he kind of winds up, and he hit me hard.
I did not see her facial reaction.
A little heart smack.
As I just kept on running, and if I did see her facial reaction, I would have been embarrassed. I'd have been felt ashamed, and I would have stopped, turned around, and went back and apologized to her.
Not going to really debate that because he hurt me.
Dun, 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 dun. He's done.
He's so done.
I had a lot of different thoughts on this. One is, like, so when you do live shots out there, I've done live shots at these races, marathons and
right, yeah.
races in downtown Miami where I've gone live, or emceed them, or combination. So you're standing out there, and people do stuff behind you, silly stuff, make things, make funny faces. You know, that's what a lot of people do that. But what would...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Make you while you're running. First of all, you got to be in pretty good shape to run and keep going at that pace. I couldn't do it. To go, you know what, while I go by this, I see this woman's going live. I see the camera in front of her. Let me smack that ass one time. Like, who does that?
I don't know.
I meant hit her rear end.
No,
then,
I know.
And by the way, then he got caught in a lie. He had a little lie there. There's a big difference between the back
right.
and how a back feels and how a rear end feels.
Right.
There's a big difference. I think we'd all agree.
Yeah.
We all know the body.
I think I can tell the difference between someone's back and tush.
Yeah. He knew what he was doing. Right. I don't know how hard he smacked her. Now he's done. He could have barely tapped her. It doesn't matter. You might as well got your money.
Shoulder.
She
right.
could have had a mark on there for like when I used to get spanked. That one that lasts like 4 or 5 days.
Ruler spanking.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You say tush?
I said tush.
Well, you got a problem with that?
No, I just haven't heard that one used in a while. It's good.
No, there's a lot of things to say so you don't get in trouble.
That's what my mom says. Grandma says that in the house.
The tushy?
Yeah.
But, yeah, so anyway, and by the way, how far is she got to take this? Is she going to go on every national show now?
Oh, I think Tushgate's going to be a long. Yeah, it's not over yet.
That was from CBS this morning, the right. national CBS show. She made her way on there.
Can we call it Tushgate from now on?
He's done. By the way, he's toast.
Oh, he's done. Come on. He's a Boy Scout leader.
I was just trying to think if I smacked somebody and they turned me in and it became and she took it to the. How my wife would take it.
I don't even know. I think your wife would look at you and go, Joe, really?
Like, I don't really? Think it would be like leave, but it would be really disappointing.
How stupid can you be?
How old are the kids again? Are they old enough to know what daddy did? Would you tell me that?
I don't know. They left the kids out of it.
Thank God.
They didn't put any information on them in the article.
God.
Guy started on either a charity run or
he's destroyed. This is a 2019 destroy job here. This guy is done.
Who lets him go first? The Boy Scouts or the church?
Together. It's a combined thing. You're out. You're done. Really? Like, how stupid can you be? You're at the end of the marathon.
You could make a funny face or put the peace sign behind her or like fake talk like you're talking like she is behind her.
Saying something.
He's going to have to move. I mean, he lives in Savannah, Georgia. Like, there can't be that many people there. Like, you know the guy's name. He's been on national television all over the place now. Right. 12 million people saw the video.
12 million.
It's up to 11.8 million hits on Twitter.
And it was national. We got some
Me Too women back here that didn't think it was very funny.
No.
Like, I was kind of laughing about it.
No.
And they go, it's not funny.
I wouldn't even bring it up outside of this room.
Without saying names back here, a couple of sales girls, that's not funny. I'm so glad she's doing that.
Right.
That's just, forget that.
Because he's going to have to change his name and move.
I had to stop laughing and go, you're right.
His name is Roger now.
He's going to have to move to Alaska.
Right. He's going to be a fisherman in Alaska.
Let me ask
you.
He's
going to work for Zonka.
What would you guys' wives do if somebody did that to her? I don't need about what you guys would do to the guy.
My wife would have turned on and slapped the guy. She would have thrown fists.
What would I do?
No.
No, would your wife
Your wife do?
I'm sure she wouldn't be thrilled.
Yeah. Would she take it to...
I don't think she'd go on CBS this morning.
No. She wouldn't do
She's
that.
Also not a news reporter, though, but...
That's a good point. Yeah, it's a good point also. Does that have a little to do with that?
You mean trying to get her career
going
out of...
I didn't say that. I'm just saying my wife would probably not go on national television
with it. We're
going
to get crushed in the text if we say that.
I don't know. It's bad. Stupid. Anyway.
By the way, it's an anniversary today.
Whose?
Actually, you had a part of this. 37 years ago today, I believe, was a snowplow game.
Oh, man.
Speaking of cheating.
God, it's always the same team. Belichick wasn't even there. That was the old stadium. That was what they call it, Sullivan Stadium.
Someone said you caught a pass in that game. Did you catch a pass in that game?
I did catch a pass. I go, it was the coldest pass of all time because that snow, every time you turned around, there was like 6 inches of snow on the field. It was a 3-0 game? I think it was.
I think it was.
It was so cold. And the wind was blowing. You had to be so close to kick a field goal.
How long was that field goal?
It was one of those, like, how close? You could hear shoes going, how close we have to get to kick it? And there were guys standing on the sideline, and people get mad, but it's true. No matter what anybody tells you, going. And if I'm not mistaken, it was at the end of the year.
3-0. John Smith kicked the game.
We had a good record at that point. We were kind of locking everything up at that point in the season. And guys were going, we got to – let's just get this over. Somebody just kicked to get this over. This weather is really bad. And then that guy came out.
John Smith was his name.
And he opened up just enough of a green spot on that field. And I got to tell you, Shula went nuts. Yeah, I was there for that, man.
Wow.
Somebody brought up another cheating thing. Of course, they blame the guy. And the guy goes, I was just doing it. He was out on probation. He goes, I was just doing what I was told. They told me to take the hit. I didn't think anything of it. I was just out on the snowplow.
Scott in the attic in Boston texted and said he has the inside information about what's going on with the Patriots. Said it wasn't Pat's videotaping. It was the FBI videotaping looking to catch Crafty Bob hitting on hookers.
See, there he is.
Good for you, Scott.
He came out strong.
Wi-Fi's working in the attic today. That's good.
That's
Sometimes
good.
It does.
We had a hooker story earlier today from Polk County.
Yeah.
Kraft was not involved. Right. Bobby was not at that one. No, well, he didn't get caught. I don't know if he was there or not. He didn't get caught.
Hey, you know,
Bob Greasy was the announcer for NBC during the snowplow game. Somebody texted in.
I wouldn't have known that.
Wow.
Well, people, like, somebody's got to look that up. No. Nobody would know that.
Someone looked it up, obviously.
Okay. Everybody's looking everything up today. I'll tell you what, we're getting out of here. And hopefully tomorrow all our guests, we can get them back and the phones work.
We have a big guest day on Friday.
We got to have the big phone guest tomorrow. We might just overdose on guests tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Levy and Stu Gotts coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.